Dear brothers and sisters, in today's audience we turn to the writings of Pope St. Gregory the Great, whose constant aim was to present the Church's teaching on the ways that lead to the contemplation of God. His homilies on Ezekiel and his moral commentary on Job present a model of spiritual life which integrates prayer and action. In his homilies on the Gospel, St. Gregory explained how the preacher's own spiritual experience of Christ should form the basis of his exhortations. The pastoral rule describes the ideal bishop as a teacher and guide who leads by example and adapts his preaching to the specific background of souls he addresses. The Dialogues, a work full of rich theological and spiritual insights, describes the lives of the saints of Gregory's epoch. In all things, insist on intellectual humility as a key to the meaning of Scripture, and proposes to pastors and the faithful alike the continual practice of Lectio Divina in order to better understand and follow God's will. Pope Gregory defended the prerogatives of Theo of Rome, but with humility as a servant of the servants of God, and respected the rights of other pastors, especially the patriarchs of Constantinople and Alexandria. May the life and teaching of St. Gregory guide and inspire us on our way to the joyous contemplation of God in eternity. I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors here today, including the groups from England, Australia, Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Canada, and the United States. I extend special greetings to the group of Episcopalian pilgrims from Jerusalem and to the many student groups present at this audience. May God bless you all.